It's music time in Africa. A very good Sunday evening to you, friends. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is the Africa Service of the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., here in the USA. We're bringing you Music Time in Africa, VOA's special weekly program featuring the best in African music. This is today's first edition of our program, and we'll have both popular and traditional music for you on recordings selected and prepared for us by your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkeesian. And we have something new to begin with, Malagasy music by a group that's also new in the music business, Tarika Sammy. Tarika Sammy is four musicians who play traditional Malagasy musical instruments and rhythms of various Malagasy ethnic groups and overlay them with today's pop sound. The group's newly released compact disc is entitled Funny Food, and that's the selection I'll play for you right now. Funny Food by Tarika Sammy from Madagascar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pakaskel mukikisana nangalana fumni na petakam feri. Tsnila ni paizana vere na vian fichabuna ni stamzani. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ewa.
Kariki Sami, a folk group from Madagascar with a title song from their latest release, Funafood. Funafood means three things: remedy, magic, and good luck charm. The song was about herbal medicines used during healing ceremonies. This group has lots of fans here in the United States, where they're still on tour. Antra Rasunavu, singer, percussionist, and dancer in the group, said that they would like to return to Madagascar and establish a concert hall for their type of music. Well, we certainly wish them all the best and lots of success in their new music careers. This is Music Time in Africa, coming to you on Voice of America's Africa Service. We're your station for the best in news, information, and of course, good music 7 days a week. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, here with our music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian, and we're broadcasting from our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, which is downtown in the heart of our nation's capital here in Washington, D.C. in the USA. We're always happy to have you with us, friends, and a reminder that your comments about our programs are always welcome. And here's our address for corresponding: Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and our postal code is 20547 USA. The alternate address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. The examples of traditional music Leo has for us this evening in this first edition of Music Time in Africa comes from Borno State in the northeastern part of Nigeria. We also have music from the Lake Chad region in southwest Chad. Maiduguri is the capital city of Borno State, and the majority of people in this part of Nigeria belong to the Kanuri ethnic group. Borno State has had a rather historical and rich cultural past and national importance to the music of the Hausa. Various ethnic groups in this important region still maintain and carry on traditional musical practices and customs. And now, here's Leo.
Thank you, Rita. I'll begin with this recording that was made in the Gwoza local government area. A group of young ladies belonging to the Waha ethnic group are performing a local type of music called Kubalawa. That was Waha music from the Gwoza region in Borno State in Nigeria. This next selection is music of the Kanuri, another important ethnic group in Borno State. The musician in this recording, Alhaji Yagana Mustafa Bura, was performing a type of old traditional music called Jantu.
Why do I want to be a wizard?
This next example of music from Borno State in Nigeria comes from a local government area called Fika. The Ngizim people who live in this area have a type of music called Garaya. This is a good example of that type of music.
Nandum bula madada na jima mudo nara me jena.
Wisubduba.
Ma wungu wisubdu na ni wisubdu nara mo kima.
Kekana.
Ama na engwa jin nandum na dig lamba nara me gun. Nandum lamba engwa jin vivi kane nandum.
Magaji jeje.
Ima magaji gaya rama ba nara me.
Magaji jeje ba.
Ima magaji jeje nandum magili dig nara mo ba.
I'd like to mention here that the recordings I've been playing were originally sent to us for our music library from one of our listeners from Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State in Nigeria, Bukhar Mohammed of the radio TV station in Maiduguri. The recordings are now part of the permanent collection in our music archives. The next few examples of traditional music come from the Republic of Chad, from the Kanem region, which is along the northeastern border of Nigeria, on the coast of Lake Chad. Kanem, at one time, was a vassal state of the ancient kingdom of Bornu. The state capital in those days was the city of Mau. Well, the city of Mau is still maintained as the administrative center of the region today. This is an area with very interesting music, especially because of the unusually large ethnic diversity and the large number of different types of musical instruments. For example, listen to this flute, a reed pipe with only one finger hole. Notice how the ingenious musician can produce four different notes. This next recording from Kanem is by two musicians playing a set of three drums. One of the musicians plays a drum made from dried clay and covered with a goatskin. The drum is played with sticks made from palm leaves. The other musician plays the other two drums, wooden drums, in the shape of an hourglass. Each drum has a different tone, and one is called female and the other male. Thank you. Also found among musical instruments in the Kanem region of Chad is the double reed oboe type flute, the arreta, which is found throughout the Islamic world, in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. Usually this instrument is always accompanied by other instruments and drums. However, the example I have here from Kanem is a solo by a professional musician. Now, this last example of traditional music from Kanem in the Republic of Chad was recorded in Mao, which I mentioned earlier that it's the administrative capital of the region. The music in this recording was part of the festivities during the end of Ramadan.
Been listening to music from Borno State in Nigeria and some recordings of traditional music from the Kanem region in Chad, and from your VOA Music Man for Africa, my colleague who's always here in the studio with us, Leo Sarkisian. We have an excellent recording here by Malian musician Bonkana Maiga, right after this reminder that it's the Africa service of the Voice of America that brings you Daybreak Africa, Nightline Africa, and Africa World Tonight. Programs just for you about what's happening in Africa and the rest of the world, and we bring them to you every day of the week. And this program, Music Time in Africa, comes to you each Sunday at 17:30 and again at 19:30 GMT in two separate editions with the best in African music. And it's just for you, friends, from VOA's Africa service. And now for your listening pleasure, Bonkana Maiga from Mali. Bunkana Maiga of Mali, popular singer, flute player, music arranger, band leader, you name it, just an all-around super-talented African musician. And that's it for now, friends. Leo and I will be back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now, that's at 1930 GMT, with our second edition of Music Time in Africa, and we'll have music by some of Africa's top pop bands. We'll bring you the old and the new, but you can be sure they're all great sounds, right here on VOA's Africa service. This is Rita Rochelle inviting you to stay right there along with us, tuned to the Voice of America, because following next is a report of the latest world news. As always, my friends, my love to all of you.